from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is proposing new immigration reforms and cutting taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office, should he win the presidency in next month's election. Speaking to supporters in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania, Trump also commented on the nearly dozen women who have come forward to accuse him of sexual assault.
The events never happened, never. All of these liars will be sued after the election is over.
Trump's threat of legal action came on the same day that an adult film actress says Trump sexually assaulted her a decade ago in a hotel suite. Jessica Drake spoke to reporters in California.
In the penthouse suite, I met Donald again. When we entered the room, he grabbed each of us tightly in a hug and kissed each one of us without asking permission. He was wearing pajamas. A bodyguard was also present.
So far, no word from the Trump campaign on the latest accuser, but he has previously said the women claiming he sexually assaulted them are lying. Trump says the Clinton campaign is behind the woman coming forward at this time. Meantime, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigning in Pennsylvania Saturday, making a pitch for Republican voters who are put off by their party's candidate. Political surveys and public opinion polls continue to show Trump trailing Clinton, both nationwide and in almost all key battleground states. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally rejected a bid